KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 84, currently 60 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, the Creston Police Department today reports several recent arrests. Just before 8 p.m. Sunday, officers arrested 31-year-old Thomas Dolan of Creston at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Dolan was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for lascivious acts with a child. He was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And 23-year-old Michael Cox of Creston was arrested at his home at around 7:30 p.m. Sunday for theft in the fifth degree. Cox was released from custody on a promise to appear later in court. Saturday evening, 38-year-old Lewis Levy of Arisbe was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant, charging him with dominion or control of a firearm offensive weapon by a felon. Levy was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Last Thursday, 34-year-old Joseph J.D. Gazer and 25-year-old Amanda Steinbach-Schleuter, both of Creston, were arrested at their home. Each was charged with domestic abuse assault. They were later released on a $300 bond each. A man and woman from Union County were injured in a collision that occurred Sunday afternoon in Creston. Creston police say 27-year-old Aaron Michael Spencer and 53-year-old Jody Lynn Sharon, both of Creston, suffered minor injuries and were transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston after their vehicles collided at the intersection of West Adams Street and Highway 25. That accident happened around 4:45 p.m. Officials say Spencer was driving on the wrong side of the road due to sleep apnea. He was on his way home when he fell asleep at the wheel and at one point had pulled over to the side of the road. The man said he did not remember the two blocks prior to driving. His northbound 2000 Pontiac Grand Prix went around a vehicle, stopped at the traffic light, and began to continue in the southbound lane. He failed to stop at the light. The 2013 GMC Acadia driven by Sharon, who was traveling west on Adams Street, had the green light, and she had begun to turn left when their vehicles collided in the wrong lane. The damage from the crash amounted to $8,000. Spencer was cited for driving on the wrong side of a two-way highway and failure to obey a traffic control device. And there were no injuries reported after vehicles driven by 28-year-old Nathan Eugene Myers of Corning and 83-year-old Martha McCauley of Creston collided at around 5:40 p.m. Friday at the intersection of North Maple and West Howard Streets in Creston. The accident happened after McCauley stopped at the intersection but then continued south on Maple Street. Police say due to her vision possibly being obstructed by a Catholic church that's close to the intersection, the woman didn't see Myers' 1997 Ford pickup approaching. Pickup collided with McCauley's 2008 Chevy Impala, resulting in $4,000 damage altogether. McCauley was cited for unsafe starting of a stopped vehicle. Officials of the Atlantic Community School District say they will continue to utilize the rollover online registration process for the 2017-2018 school year using JMC, that's the district's student information system. The online portal for registration will open up tomorrow. If your student or students attended the Atlantic Community School District last year, 2016-17, and were still in attendance at the last day of school, you need to follow six steps to verify registration information and pay student fees. Student fees will need to be paid by Friday, October 6th. Students who are new to the district and are planning to enroll for the 2017-18 school year will need to register for school at one of the area school buildings in Atlantic. And during this time, if the administration is available, they'll be more than happy to give that new student a tour of the facility. Information about the six steps for rollover online registration, as well as other information about the district and contact numbers, will be listed on the district's webpage beginning tomorrow at www.atlanticiaschools.org. The Cass County Conservation Board reports that the Cass County Board is sponsoring a Breakfast with the Birds program event. That program will be held at Sunnyside Park, Camblin's Edition Shelter in Atlantic, on August the 12th at 9 a.m., and free will donations are accepted. Terry Hofer, rehabilitator and educator with SOAR, that's Saving Our Avian Resources, will show and discuss several of her permanently injured birds and will hopefully have one that's fully recovered to show you and release back into the wild. They're asked to help support the raptors and education, and they hope you join them for the event on August the 12th, beginning at 9 a.m. at Sunnyside Park, Camblin Edition. Also, the Anishinaabe Valley Trails Group reports that they are holding a kids' bike ride on August the 12th, beginning at 10:30 a.m. at the Shulbrook Rec Area's West Parking Lot. You should check in and start the ride at the West Parking Lot of the Shulbrook Rec Area. Three age groups, ride length according to age, will be featured, and it's free and to all ages welcome. It's co-sponsored by Atlantic Parks and Recreation, Cass County Conservation, Howard's Clothing Store, along with Fairway, and the West Side Diner in Atlantic. If you have any questions, you can call Cass County naturalist Laura Canning at 712-769-2372. Elsewhere in state news, a former union president in Northwest Iowa has been sentenced to a year in prison for allegedly embezzling more than $95,000 from the organization. The Sioux City Journal reports that 53-year-old Curtis Lang was sentenced in federal court in Sioux City on Friday. Lang pleaded guilty to the single count in May. Prosecutors say he took the money from 2005 through 2015 while serving as president of the United Dairy Workers, which represents employees of Wells Enterprises and Lamar's. Investigators say that Lang used the stolen money to purchase gift cards that he used to buy a motorcycle, take vacations, and go out to eat, among other expenditures. Iowa corrections officials say all but three of Iowa's 46 juveniles sentenced to life in prison without parole have been given new sentences with a chance for freedom. The Associated Press, in a story published this morning, found that after a 50-state review of juvenile life cases, that in many states the chance at resentencing has been inconsistent and sometimes elusive. Iowa began resentencing juvenile lifers in 2012 after the U.S. Supreme Court concluded that mandatory life without parole for offenders under the age of 18 is unconstitutional and should be rare. The ruling was made retroactive to last year. Iowa is among the most aggressive states in curtailing lengthy prison terms for juveniles due to the Iowa Supreme Court rulings. In a June case, the court said even mandatory minimum sentences should be uncommon for juveniles. Iowa's new distracted driving law is nearly 1 month old and allows police to pull drivers over if they are spotted texting behind the wheel. Iowa State Trooper Alex Dinkla admits it can be difficult for law enforcement officers to see obvious signs of texting, especially on interstates and highways when vehicles are moving so fast. Dinkla says the ultimate goal is increasing roadway safety, so simply warning drivers about the dangers of texting and driving should go a long way.
Our statistics already show that a person that is driving distracted and texting and driving looks away from the steering wheel for approximately 5 seconds. That is the distance of covering a full-length football field at 55 miles an hour. So that's a long time that somebody is looking away from the steering wheel that they could possibly have a really bad accident.
The new law still lets people use an electronic device to talk or navigate with some sort of a GPS app. Dinkla said that officers will need solid evidence if a driver wants to challenge a texting ticket in court.
All of our vehicles are equipped with video cameras, but anytime that we would see a person that might be texting and driving, those things might be videotaped. Those things will offer evidence. But also we would ask the driver, you know, were you texting and driving? And some admissions would also be used as well.
Recently, the State Patrol issued a warning that troopers may be disguising themselves in order to catch distracted drivers. Dinkla suggested that might involve plainclothes officers in unmarked vehicles or a trooper monitoring traffic from a bulldozer in a construction zone. The fine for a texting while driving ticket is $30. Our news was brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.